Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is pleasant, with clear skies in Jerusalem and warm temperatures in Tel Aviv. In Haifa, it's a sunny day, ideal for outdoor activities. Eilut is experiencing a warm night with light breezes. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports, just in that media outlets in Lebanon are documenting a wave of unusual IDF strikes in the Nabatieh area. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF targeted Hezbollah in southern Lebanon earlier this hour following the launch of two explosive drones by Hezbollah. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, 19,000 new immigrants arrived in Israel this year, despite challenges like rising housing prices. Separately, JNS reveals that Israeli security forces found a rocket in Samaria during a counter-terror raid earlier today. And finally, the Times of Israel reports that a Hamas terror cell was apprehended near Nablus. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English, a leading news outlet, wrote just minutes ago that Lebanese President Joseph Aoun is urging Washington and the international community to intervene to stop Israeli attacks. Eli Afriat, a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, reported earlier today that a missile strike occurred on a target east of Gaza City. Lizzie Savetsky, an Israeli activist, shared a message from Stop Antisemites questioning whether Ed Sheeran has apologized for disrupting the evening for Jewish fans this weekend. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Lebanon, media outlets there report a significant wave of IDF airstrikes in the Nabatieh area. This comes as tensions between Israel and Hezbollah escalate. The strikes reportedly resulted in two fatalities. Walla notes that this marks a sharp increase in military activity in the region, raising concerns about further escalation. Turning to the situation involving Hezbollah, the Jerusalem Post details that the IDF targeted Hezbollah positions in southern Lebanon. This follows an incident where Hezbollah launched two explosive drones towards IDF forces. The IDF intercepted one of the drones. This escalation reflects ongoing tensions and the potential for further conflict. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom highlights the arrival of 19,000 new immigrants to Israel this year. This influx occurred despite economic and geopolitical challenges, including tensions with Iran and rising housing costs. The report emphasizes the optimism and resilience of those choosing to make Israel their home. Separately, JNS reports that Israeli security forces conducted a successful counter-terror raid in Samaria. They uncovered a rocket and apprehended a 10-member Hamas terror cell. This operation underscores ongoing security challenges in the region and Israel's efforts to curb terrorist activities. Finally, the Times of Israel provides more context on the apprehension of a Hamas terror cell near Nablus. The operation reflects ongoing security measures in response to increased threats in the area. The raid demonstrates Israel's proactive approach to maintaining security and stability. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that U.S. airlines are resuming flights to Israel as foreign carriers increase their capacity. Delta and United are reintroducing routes from the New York area, while European airlines are adding flights ahead of the Tishrei holidays. Separately, Globes reveals that Israeli security management company Huskies has raised $27 million. The company is expanding its smart platform that integrates with existing systems and organizations, signaling growth in the tech sector. And finally, Walla Business informs us that hundreds of thousands of employees and self-employed individuals will receive early payments from the state due to Rosh Hashanah. This comes as positive news for those at low wage levels, providing financial relief ahead of the holidays. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.